This is the BrisNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Bobby Newman and James Scully.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm Bobby Newman along with James Scully. This is your hour, HRRN Nation. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like in the world of thoroughbred racing. A lot of it's going to have to do with some Triple Crown stuff. We've got Preakness 149 just 2 days away. We're less than 2 weeks out from what we saw in Kentucky Derby 150. The number to get in, 888-966-4776, 888-966-HRRN. We are efforting to get James Scully on the line right now. He is traveling, and we are working around his travel schedule, but the phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. Obviously, biggest news of the week is the fact that this is the week of Preakness 149. And yes, we do have this year's Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, in the field. No, we don't have the morning line favorite in the field anymore. Bob Bathurst Muth, in case you hadn't heard, got a fever shortly after arriving at Pimlico on Tuesday night, or actually or on Monday night or Tuesday morning, and news came out yesterday that he had a fever of 103. I guess normal temperature for racehorses is somewhere in the 99 to 101 range, and 103 is too high to get back down and get him ready to go this Saturday. So unfortunately, he made the long trip out from Southern California only to be treated, recover, and then head back to his home base of Southern California probably after the weekend. But that just means that, well, it means a lot, actually. Because whether you were a Muth fan or not, or a Bob Baffer fan or whatever it was, if you were looking at playing the Preakness, the scratch of Muth definitely affects you one way or the other. It could cost you money. It could make you some money. And whether he won or lost. Obviously, if you were somebody that was going to bet on Muth and he would have won the race, then obviously this costs you some money. If you were going to bet on Muth and he was going to lose, you save some money. If you were looking to bet against Muth and he wins the race, then obviously this saves you money. But if you were looking to bet against Muth and the horse that you were betting wins the race and would have won the race anyway, you are going to make less than you would have before. So this is a gigantic, it's different than when 30, 40, 50, 80 to 1 shots scratch in a race where it basically doesn't affect anything. There's very little money bet on them. And, you know, the horses that are getting all the action, Win, Place, and Show, and Exactus, Tri Supers, all that, are still going to get all that action. This is a little bit different. Muth is not in the race anymore. And whether you were for him or against him, this is going to affect the odds of everyone else and maybe affect the win chances of everyone else. I will honestly tell you, I thought Muth was the horse to beat in the Preakness. I don't know if I would have bet him at even money or 6-5, because I think he would have been that low. He was 8-5 on the morning line, and I think that people were going to see that he beat Mystic Dan by whatever it was, 6 lengths or so in the Arkansas Derby, and it's Bob Baffert and all that kind of fun stuff, and I think that he would have been bet down to 6-5 or even money. But, you know, ifs and buts and this and that, it doesn't really matter right now. What matters is that we have a very nice field gathering this Saturday at Pimlico for Preakness 149. It is race 13 on a 14 race card, and it goes basically at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to call in and give your picks for the Preakness, I would love to hear any ideas you have for the Preakness, and actually I'd love to hear any ideas you have for any of the undercard stakes, as well as what we're going to see Friday in the Black Eyed Susan in the Pimlico special and things like that, because I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't bet a lot of racing in Maryland throughout the year, with the exception of Preakness weekend and maybe races like the General George and the Barber Fritchie, those kind of days. It's just not high on my radar. And I would love to hear some opinions. Talk me into somebody that I need to pay attention to, either in the Preakness or in one of these other big stakes tomorrow and Saturday. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. That's 888-966-HRRN. I don't want to put any pressure on anyone. You don't have to do what Charles in Mississippi did 2 weeks ago, where he came up with both Torpedo Anna and Mystic Dan in the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby, and two very nice prices, and obviously a monster wagering day for himself. I don't need that. I just need some help. Tom in St. Louis, welcome to the show, my friend.
How are you, pal? How's everything going?
Well, I'm happy that you found out something for me. Tom, for those of you who don't know, and I'll let you explain this, Tom. Tom was looking at entries for horses that were in the Preakness, and instead of it saying entered, you know, May 18th, 2024 PIM, what did it say?
It said entered 17 May 24-5 EQO. Now, usually they show that as cross-entered. Like, say, for instance, Copper Tax would have entered, you know, in the Pimlico special on Friday and in the race where he's main track only on Saturday. On Saturday, it would have said entered 16 May 24-11 PIM. But I knew that every one of these horses in the Preakness were not cross-entered in some other race somewhere else. I'll let you take over the story, my friend.
Well, the story is that the EQO, as far as daily racing form is concerned, has something to do with the cross-country pick five. Is that right?
Yeah. The cross-country pick five, some multi-race, which, you know, here's a Triple Crown race. It's the 149th year. It's the last race at Pimlico. You know, Steve Vick spent all week talking about the history, so I won't repeat it for the listeners that are fans. And we have to highlight this and send people like me on a two-hour wild goose chase trying to figure out where these courses might or might not have been cross-entered. It was mind-numbing, the theories that I had. I felt like Columbo.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, Tom, let's get something straight. It's not the last year at Pimlico. It's the last year at Pimlico for a few years, because eventually they're just going to be racing. You know, they're going to be redoing Pimlico, I believe, and Laurel will be going away. But, the Preakness, it's going to be here this year. It's going to move to Laurel for a few years. Then I think it's back to Pimlico.
Okay. I had that wrong.
That's correct. I could be wrong on that, but I think the plan is to make Pimlico better, to redo that and then consolidate there.
I understand. Well, I felt bad emailing you, but I was reaching out to everybody that, you know, I thought might be able to give me guidance on this. I hate to bother you during the week, and, you know, I call and dump 14 topics on you and probably am nowhere near a adequate caller and a pain in the rear end, but I just didn't know what to do. I just was completely stumped. And I will admit, it was finally this morning when the racing form office opened, I called them. The lady that answered the phone, very nice lady, did not have an idea either, but sent the message to somebody. And 3 hours later, I had an explanation that I would not have thought to guess. That I don't know why you'd put the Triple Crown race in some cross-country multi-track race that just does not seem, that just doesn't seem like people would be a wise spending of their gambling dollars, in my opinion, or wise allocation for money management. I will leave it at that.
All right, Tom, so give us your picks in the Preakness this year, and is there anything else you like either tomorrow or Saturday at Pimlico?
Can I answer the second question first? Because I've been dying for 2 days on this one, my friend.
Yes, sir.
The seventh race on Saturday, Five Towns. No, not because it was the movie that Vincent Chase and Johnny Drama made on Entourage. But if you look at this horse, when this horse was in England or the foreign land, Europe, I don't know where. But she won last year carrying 137 pounds. And against the boys,
She carried 134 pounds in a handicap race against the boys and finished fifth out of 14. And I think, obviously, with the Chad Brown horse to the outside and the other horse that's in the race that that Cherie DeVoe has, I believe she's going to be totally just, you know, just totally overlooked. She ran those races, by the way, against the boys at York and at Newmarket, or excuse me, Royal Windsor's, where she carried the 137 and won. I mean, I don't want to say that's a bankroll builder, like the 14th race on Derby Day was the bankroll builder for both you and I, which you and I never communicated until last week's show about. But I just, that just jumped off the page at me. They thought of this horse so far over there, and she's under the guidance of Graham Motion, who's just had her up the road at Fair Hill. I mean, it just, you know, it's just one that jumps off the page I had to tell the visitor, the listeners about. My Preakness pick. I with Muth in there, I really like the pace setup for Catching Freedom. I really like that pace setup for Catching Freedom. And I just don't know, unless Caesar Gray goes out and goes to the front and tries to go to the front with Imagination, if that's going to work. Now, if it rains a little bit and if that pace does not come through, I think you look at the Derby winner. That's who I'm going to look at. And the other horse I'm taking a good look at is Tuscan Gold. I only think three horses can win this: Catching Freedom, Tuscan Gold, or Mystic Dan. And right now I'd have to put Mystic Dan on the top. And I just don't know if Tuscan Gold's going to continue that drastic improve that he has had. If he does, you know, Tuscan Gold and Catching Freedom, you know, they were first and third in the Louisiana Derby at the same distance. And I don't think Tuscan Gold had nearly as good of a trip as Catching Freedom did in that race. But, you know, that's my two big picks that I look at on that day.
All right, Tom, we appreciate it. I hate to cut you off, but thank you so much. James, welcome to the show, my friend. Tom loves a filly in the Gallarette, Five Towns, who's 6-1 on the morning line. He also likes Mystic Dan in the Preakness. I know you've looked at all of these races, my friend. What's your opinion on Five Towns?
Well, I mean, she's intriguing, definitely on the upswing for Graham Motion. It's going to be, you know, that was a good win last time, but she's going to be, you know, stepping up a little bit in class in that race. But I didn't really have a strong opinion in there. I do think that in the Preakness that, you know, I look at Caesar Gray coming off this win in the one turn Pat Day Mile, and he's out there chasing Vol Alhos through 22 and flat and 44 and 3. I mean, he's running 44 and change, Caesar Gray was in that race. So, I mean, he's sharpened for speed. And to me, he's drawn inside Imagination, and his only chance is Wire to Wire. I mean, Lucas has won this race with a long shot. Oxbow was 15-1 in 2013 and led Wire to Wire. And I just think Caesar Gray's going, and I think Imagination's going. So I do think you have the potential for a solid pace between those two. And, you know, you'll have horses like Just Steel and others looking to Mystic Dan, looking to sit just behind them.
All right, let's get back out to the phones. James, Mike in New York, you're on the BristNet.com call-in show.
Yeah, thanks. Just a quick question. Kind of wondering, what is your take on Catching Freedom going mile and 3/16ths, mile and a quarter, mile and 3/16ths, and barely over a month and a half?
Appreciate the call, Mike. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I mean, he came off a six-week layoff in the Louisiana Derby. That's plenty of time for him, and they trained him. I mean, they trained him, like, sharply for the Derby. So he's just fit and fresh. I mean, the Lucas and Baffert, especially Baffert, I mean, they got 14 Preakness wins. Most of them are with horses that ran in the Derby. And I've heard Baffert. I mean, I've heard him live say it, how that, you know, he thinks the Preakness is the easiest race to win because you put all this work into the Derby and the horses just hold their form 2 weeks later. I think Catching Freedom's had tough early trips in the Louisiana Derby. Obviously hit his head in the gate, got shut off, was last, and closed last of first. And then even the Kentucky Derby, he broke okay, but just a wall of horses crossed in front of him, and he found himself like 15th or 16th early. And, you know, he made a nice run for fourth, but a guy like Brad Cox, to me, I think he's, he just started in the Triple Crown. His first Derby this decade, his first Derby runner was 2021. And, if he's going to make a run at, like, record books, he needs to win some Preaknesses because he's going to try to win a bunch of Derbies at Belmonts.
All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-966-HRRN is the number. It's the BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrisNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Chance to get in, be part of the show. 888-966-4776 is the number. Let's go back out to the phones. Rick in Maryland, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, gentlemen. How you all doing? I enjoyed the show.
Hey, Rick, how are you headed out to Pimlico this weekend?
Well, absolutely. I'm not shy about it, so let me say this. I'm in the Black Eyed Susan Day Stakes, but I'm in the fifth race on Black Eyed Susan Day. The horse I own, Point Doom, is in that race. And, I'm not a braggart, but he'll win by five.
I like
seven
it.
7-2 on the morning line for Kieran McGee and Jamie Rodriguez. We'll take 7-2 winning by five.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But my original idea to call was, James, I wasn't sure who you kind of liked in the Preakness.
I like Catching Freedom.
Okay.
I think he's poised to run a big race. I mean, I think there's four horses that have a chance to win. It's the Derby winner, Mystic Dan, Imagination, Tuscan Gold for Chad Brown and Catching Freedom. And I got a Catching Freedom Tuscan Gold. But, you know, I do think that, you know, I think it's a competitive race between those four.
I do, and I kind of lean a little bit to Tuscan Gold, but I understand your logic. And, you know, if we get the rain we're supposed to get here, Mystic Man Dan might be tough to beat, but I don't, you know, I can't do those odds. So how do you feel about the Black Eyed Susan, James, and how do you feel about that race?
Well, you know, that Peter Erden shipping in that filly, Corposo. And
I love him.
I mean, she's 5-2 in the morning line, but I think she'll be shorter than that and the horse to beat in there. And, you know, I thought, you know, Trumpetta's filly was a little interesting, but I do think the 7's the one to beat.
I agree, but I think his odds are going to float up, believe it or not, because it's Stevie Asmussen and a couple others in there. But I think he's the horse to beat. I agree.
Who's your filly in there, Rick?
In the Preakness, the Black Eyed Susan, you mean?
Yeah.
I liked Corposo, honestly. Right. I really liked him. I think the track's going to be dry, so it's not going to be a slop situation. But I've always bet California Speed, and Peter Yurton is a very good trainer. Very good trainer.
Who's your Preakness pick? Oh, you already gave. Is it Miss? What? Who is it? Is it Tuscan Gold?
What? I'm leaning toward Tuscan Gold, but to think that the long shot I like maybe the reverse tri key is Uncle Heavy with IRAD on.
Yeah, you could make a little excuse for his trip in the Wood Memorial, and, you know, and I don't think he was going to challenge for the win, but he could have run a little better if he hadn't been behind that horse that fell in the stretch. And plus, the one thing about him is that if the track is wet on Saturday, he's not like Mystic Dan. You know, he won the Withers on a wet track, and even that stake at Parks was on an off track. So he likes wet tracks, and you know,
and
I don't know
time,
if he can win,
I
but
think
he,
first
he's intriguing
time
like,
IRAD
for,
is a great angle, James.
Yeah.
I think first time IRAD is a great angle.
It hurts your price though, Rick. That's the only thing.
Well, we'll go from 20-1 to 13-1, and I won't be picky. I'll take that.
Well, Rick, we really appreciate your call and wish you the best of luck, not only wagering Saturday, but get Point Doom home at 7-2, my friend.
Yes,
well,
good
luck.
Well,
we're going to do it. That's why I called.
All right, we appreciate it. Now, I at minimum have rooting action, if not wagering action, in that race earlier in the card. Thank you so much, Rick. Have a great weekend. All right, James, let's go back out to the phones. Gary in Iowa, you're on the BrisNet.com call-in show.
How are we doing tonight, guys?
Hey, Gary, beautiful night in Iowa. How are you?
It's just absolutely perfect. Top 10 day, 77 degrees, sitting on the deck, listening to the show. I got to give my kudos to Charles, first of all. I beat him out of the bet, but I will not accept the dinner from him. I will buy him the dinner for what he did on that weekend. I mean, that was just fantastic.
He can afford to buy you dinner. You know, he's got the money.
I could imagine what he did on it, but just for, you know, the way he handicapped it and picked the winner, I'm going to buy him dinner on opening day when I see him. And I'm in Iowa, by the way, Charles. I drive down 12 hours for the trip about 4 or 5 times a year. I'm not in Hot Springs, but I want to see what Charles thinks about his horse. I mean, it's interesting in the big race. I think that the outside speed from California is the horse to beat now that they scratched Muth. I don't know. Tuscan Gold seems like a chaser in – I love Chad. I'd like to see him get there. The interesting horse to me is the coach's horse, who I watched the replays over and over again. And Asmussen, I mean, God bless him. He's a good kid, but he's a 6'9" sail. on the horse. And with Rosario, the change of Rosario, if he puts this horse in the mix early, this horse could be a part of it at 20-1. My bet, I'm not excited about the card on Saturday. My best bet of the week is Intrepid Dream tomorrow, the Capuano, the local horse. I mean, beat her. That's what you got to do. You got to beat her because she does everything right. As far as the Black-Eyed Susan, I don't know. I mean, it's not Lemon Muffin. It's not a horse that broke his maiden. It's wide open, in my opinion. The California horse looks tough, but I'll probably spread a little bit there to the bottom horse the next day in the double. And I don't know. It just seems like Tuscan Gold is a chaser, and I don't know. I'm not real excited about the card, but I am excited about Charles hitting the big lick. And I owe you dinner. You don't owe me dinner. And I'll let you guys talk. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call, Gary. And
I'll push back. Hey, thanks, Gary, so much. Really do appreciate the call. And best of luck to you. I will say, though, that Tuscan Gold did not have the cleanest trip in this stretch of that Louisiana Derby. Definitely it was a case where after the race, Gaffleon was just like, he ran a huge race and, he was coming off a 5.5 length maiden win, So I thought that was a real big third place effort. Antiquarium ran sixth in that race, came back and won the Peter Pan last Saturday. I think those Louisiana preps are proving pretty strong. And, we'll see, though. He definitely, he's got to step up. I mean, it's hard going from that race to the Preakness off like a 8-week rest. So, one thing about that Intrepid Dream, I got a lot of respect for her coming back off that huge layoff, and she'll be in that Allaire du Pont in there with a chance. I don't know about that field last time. I think that race looks a little more better on paper than it was, because when that pace setter just came back to her. But I'm intrigued, though, by that Lacey Be Good. I mean, she's definitely facing an enormous, class check. But, similar to Intrepid Dream, she's won 5 in a row for Tom Amos. So you got a couple fillies looking to step up in a Preakness weekend stake and, beat better horses for the first time. But I thought Lacey Be Good had another gear in the stretch of that Oaklawn race after she won 4 in a row at Delta Downs. That's a filly that was running in Kentucky Maiden Special Weights, a good magic, pretty well-bred filly that once Amos gave her some time off, she's really come back strong. So that's a fascinating matchup because you got Julia Shining and that Mischief Horse and others in there. But Intrepid Dream and Lacey Be Good will be interesting to see how they run with their long win streaks.
All right, let's get one more call before the break. Chris in New Jersey, welcome to the BristNet.com call-in show.
Hello, Bobby and James. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Chris, sounds like you're on the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, I'm heading into beautiful Jersey City to spend a wonderful Thursday evening. Hey, James, was that you on the feed on Derby Day?
Yes.
You look a lot different than I thought you were going to look like the Unabomber, like a guy who just spends all his time in a shack in Kentucky just watching replays and handicapping with like a wild beard. You're like a corporate guy.
Oh, come on now. Just every once in a while, Chris, I can get it cleaned up. That's what happened.
I thought you were going to come out like the Unabomber. Wow. You look a lot different.
Chris, believe it or not, James actually has a mate also. He's not just stuck by himself.
Yeah. Married for this will be our 6-year anniversary this fall.
Congratulations. Holy God. You surprised the heck out of me, buddy. I'm like, there's no way that's James Cullen. This weekend, obviously looking forward to it. I love the 2-day bets. I think it's going to be pretty formful. I could be wrong in the Pimlico Special and the Black Eyed Susan. It's tough for me to get by Kings Barnes and Red Root 1 in the Pimlico Special. And it's tough for me to get by Crepasso. If you're looking at the sheets, those horses are the fastest horses. And then, Gunsong interests me a little bit. And then in the Preakness, I go on these crazy theories. I know that the theory is, the horses hold their form for 2 weeks from the Derby. I'm going against that. I'm looking for horses to improve. Baffert horses improve. We can debate as to exactly how or why they improve, but I'm looking for imagination to step up. I watched the replays of him working with Muth, and he ran step for step with Muth in those workouts. And I also like Chad's horse, Tuscan Gold. I thought he ran a really big race. I mean, going from a maiden special weight to running in the Louisiana Derby, and he didn't fade. I mean, he ran well. And I love that training pattern from Chad when he just has those four furlong works and he has, you know, eight works in a row. He's won it twice, and both times he's won it, the horse has won on their fourth start. I think the horse is going to be tough. And, you know, and the Derby horse, he's better than we think. I mean, he runs, his numbers on the sheets are good. I'm just hoping he doesn't get the rail. They force him outside. And he's you know, that the Derby took a little something out of him. And the same for the Brer Cox horse, Catching Freedom. I see him almost like a little of like Angel of Empire, horse that's talented but doesn't win a lot. You know, one of those horses that's 4 for 15 lifetime. So that's my thoughts. And I like Pletcher's horse to beat Shotgun Hottie and the other horses in there. I think there's going to be speed in there, and that horse is going to close. I think that race back in Keeneland helped that horse, and that horse is going to fire. That's probably my best bet of the weekend. I will hang up because I know that James has to get to the beauty salon or wherever he needs to go to get his nails done and his hair cut for this weekend. And I wish you guys the luck. Take care.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks very much. By the way, James, I'm not really sure if he's happy or disappointed that he was wrong in his what he thought you looked like going in. I can't really tell if he's...
It sounded like he was disappointed to me. But
I know. I mean, like he thought you were one of us, but you're one of them or something like that. You know, you're
absolutely
dressed up, suit and tie and everything. And apparently he thought that you were strictly a sweatpants and, you know, hoodie kind of a guy.
Well, you know, I can be that during the week at times. Hey, as far as Carpozo goes, yeah, she looks set for a big race. And Chris mentioned she got big edge on the sheets. Kings Barnes, I think he's come back, you know, better at four. It was a solid race, allowance win return, but that stake at Keeneland, the Ben Ally, I thought that was very sharp, and I like his chances in the Pimlico Special, so I'll try to find value elsewhere on that card. As far as imagination goes, I thought his San Felipe and races before that were just okay, but I thought that race at Santa Anita Derby was a really strong effort. He struck the front in upper stretch, and Stronghold ran right by him in a sense, and he battled back and just got beat on the wire by a horse that was real good and in form at the time. So to me, he's a candidate to move forward off of that, and you know, I'm trying to beat him, but respect his chances.
All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, lines are open. Give us a call, 888-966-4776. If you're online now, we will get you right after the break. Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Kurt Becker. Join me each week on the Equine Forum as I take you on a stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. This week, I look back at the racing career of Gate Dancer. Listen live on the Equine Forum every Saturday morning on Sirius 162 or XM 207, or visit our website at horseracingradio.net to access the archives and enjoy past editions. It's a stroll through racing history with me, Kurt Becker, presented by Keeneland, only here on HRRN.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully, your hour HRRN Nation to call in and be part of the show. 888-966-4776 is the number. Let's head back out to the phones. Steve in New York, welcome to the show.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Not much. Just want to talk about this Preakness. First of all, let me just say, hell of a handicap by Charles. Great weekend. I mean, that's got to be like an all-time score for him. So great job out of him. Congratulations to him for sure. But what I will say is, you know, I ran the tape back quite a few times. I didn't get to look at the Friday card yet. I'm still going to get to that. But, you know, I think anybody who had those horses, Sierra Leone, Mystic Dan, even me, who I had Catching Freedom, even though he only got it for fourth, I think, I could be wrong, but I do believe that after that hour and a half break there, they worked at that on that track. I think that rail was pretty golden for that Kentucky Derby. I watch it over and over again. And, again, I could be wrong, but if you watch, Sierra Leone rode that rail until he had to switch out. Mystic Dan was on that rail. Catching Freedom was on that rail. The best horse in the race was the Japanese horse, who I had no respect for going in. I do now. That horse was not on the rail the whole way and really should have been second in the race. I think you got to just throw out Fierceness's race because I think, again, I think the outside lanes were deep. I think the Japanese horse ran tremendous. I think Stronghold, Resiliency, I think these horses ran huge races over that side of the track. And as a result, I'm tossing all these horses. I'll use the Lucas horses out of the Derby, but I'm going to fade Mystic Dan out the exacta. I'm going to fade Catching Freedom out the exacta. I think Baffert's horse is Lone Speed, and then I'm going to use some of the bigger prices underneath and hope to catch a huge try. Definitely out of the exacta. I'm going to fade him out of the try, too, and that's how I'm going to try and make money in the race. I'm big on bias. I don't know if you guys saw it the same way, but I think those horses are usually aided by the track that day.
All right, Steve, appreciate it. Good, interesting handicapping there, James. He thinks the horses that were inside really had the best of it on Derby Day. He's going to try to play horses, at least try to beat those horses who he thinks was aided by a little bit of a bias. Sounds like he thinks Imagination might be alone on the lead. Going to use him on some of his tickets as well as some other horses. But what say you as far as his assessment of the way the track was playing on Kentucky Derby Day?
Well, he wasn't talking about earlier in the card, the first 11 races. He was saying after, you know, they ran the 11th race, and it's like almost a two-hour gap. I mean, it's like 45 minutes in an hour, 45 minutes to turf race, the Old Forester, and then like another hour to the Derby. And that's a big gap of time, and they go over it with those tractors. And I thought it, when Rich Strike won it, the inside was the best part. I thought Epicenter was way out, like, towards the middle, and so was Zandon and the rest of the field. And it was a brilliant ride by Leon to stay on the rail, even though there were horses in front of him when he was, like, coming off the turn. And it opened up for him, and he took advantage. And he might be right. As far as the Preakness, so I look at Missy Dan drawing in post four with Muth out, and he's got three horses to his inside, Amugatu, Uncle Heavy, and Catchy Freedom that aren't as quick as him. So I don't see any reason why he won't get to the rail. at the very least, to be fifth or so, you know, maybe closer going in that first turn. And we'll see. I mean, imagination might catch a flyer with Frankie and just outbreak everybody to lead. But I do think it's fair to say that off of that Pat Day mile, that Cesar Gray is pretty quick right now. And, you know, I think his only chance is to get out there and steal the race. And that's what Lucas is trying to do with that miler. So, you know, Just Steel is going to get like perhaps a good trips in third or so behind the speed, if that materializes and one of the two don't get out there by themselves.
Charles in Mississippi, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Bobby. And I do want to thank all the callers for the kind words. And I tell Gary, I'm just dying to meet you.
Well, that's right. You're doing so good, Charles, that even when you lose bets, you win.
There you go. I mean, hey, and it wouldn't, if it rains in that Preakness, it wouldn't surprise me if Hernandez put Mystic Dan on the lead. He's just got to turn a foot, guys. But I'm gonna just tell you a story. I was, I think it was January the 1st, I was there at the Smarty Jones, and I looked at Mystic Dan, and he looked like a little boy. He looked like a little boy. And then when I went back in February to the Southwest, I hardly recognized him. He looked like a grown man. And the difference in that horse was just phenomenal. And I'm telling you, in that Arkansas Derby, guys, he lost all chance in that race. All chance. Now, I'm going to have to bet him and Catching Freedom, buddy, and figure out who's going to come third. But the only two other horses I'm going to put in there is Uncle Heavy and Tuscan Gold to run third. But if I don't see anybody beating either one of those two horses, anybody, you know. And so that's going to be my play. I'm going to put Mystic on top because I went to the wedding, and I'm certainly, if there's a funeral, I'll go to it too, guys. But
have you looked at any of the other races on the undercard, or maybe the Black Eyed Susan, Charles?
I love the Recharge. I love Recharge. You know, I just think she'll make amends. She's training real well. I love it. And look, let me tell you something about Flavian Pratt. Don't disregard him, because on Derby Day, that pick four that ran into the Derby, I'm going to tell you how I bet it, Bobby. I played Gun Pilot. Then I played 11 horses in it. That's how I hit that Trickery and Program Trading. I singled and I singled Missy. How my horses in that pick four, I singled and I put like 10 or 11 horses in that. I think I only excluded one. Yeah, I only excluded one or two. And I was just like, look, man, when you hit something like that, that's it. Look,
what did that pay? Like $5,000? What did that pay? Like $10,000?
Right,
that was huge.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But look, that Torpedo Anna set me up, guys. I mean, it just set me. I had bullets everywhere. You know, look, when you hit a race like that Torpedo Anna, I just felt like I was bulletproof, guys. I was just walking around here saying, wow.
And, did you see where she came back from work today?
Oh, really? I mean,
she had her first work back, which is really good. I mean, encouraging, and she's on track to run in the Acorn on the Belmont on the day before the Belmont.
If she stays healthy, she's a bear, boys. She's a bear. When you see a 3-year-old filly early in the year that runs like that, you just look out. But you know, when one thing that Churchill did, I got my forms, my stuff, my material, all my stuff on Sunday. And, like, I didn't get my Pimlico stuff till like, Wednesday, or maybe Wednesday morning. Or Wednesday. I mean, you got 3 more days to handicap, to look at it. And so it just makes a lot of difference, James. I mean, other than what Bobby said about the stewards, y'all run a hell of an operation over there, babe. I mean,
well, thank you, Charles.
And the racing would, look, the racing was second to none. Was second to
nine. And it was a great finish in the Derby.
Oh, look, I'll be honest with you guys. I had that $200 flip-flop exact. I think you paid maybe $42,000, Bobby. And if I lost that photograph, it would have cost me a lot more than $42,000. Okay, guys, I would have been on a respirator right there, waiting for some ambulance to pick me up, baby. But I mean, what a! But I'm don't throw that Mystic Dan out, boys. He's not the horse. He's really progressed. He has really progressed, and I think that if he's going to win a race, it'll be this race. But he's going to have to beat that Catching Freedom, and Pratt's going. He's going to follow him. He's going to ride a race similar to where he rode in that, where he rides behind that Naval Power, and he makes it a 2-horse race to the wire. All right, guys.
All right, Charles. Appreciate the call. Best of luck this weekend, my friend.
Yeah, good luck, Charles. Thanks so much for the call, and all the best to you.
All right, we are going to take our final break. When we come back, we are going to find out who James's best bet of the weekend is. Still time to take a call or two if you want to get in. 888-966-4776 is the number. Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to get the latest HRRN content directly on your computer or mobile device? Then subscribe to our podcast using the Podbean app or Apple Podcasts. Just go to hrrn.podbean.com on your computer and click follow, or download the Podbean app and search HRRN. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts and listen to our latest episodes anytime. Don't miss a thing. Subscribe to our podcasts today. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Final segment on the Brisnet.com call-in show. Bobby Newman, James Scully. James, what's going on at Twin Spires and Brisnet this weekend?
Well, at Brisnet, we got the $20 Ultimate Preakness Handicapping Package. We have a ton of handicapping reports, analysis, past performances, and more. Check it out. And then we got much more information surrounding the Preakness, Churchill, all the tracks that are running this weekend. Twin Spires, we've got a money-back promotion. If you opt in on the offers, every race on Preakness Day at Pimlico, if your horse runs second or third, we'll give you up to $10 back for your win bet. And then we'll have money back promotion on select races and other tracks this weekend and next week. So check those out. Make sure you opt in. As far as my best bet goes, I think I caught grief from Chris or one of our callers about being a little cold with that. So I want to point out, I gave out La La Rose last week in the finale at Churchill, 992 win mutual. This week I'm taking a price play. I got number one Highland Chief at 12-1 in the dinner party stakes for Grand Motion on Saturday. He came back from a 16-month layoff last time in the Elkhorn and faced he was in there Silver Knot, came back, won the Man of War, missed the cut. It was coming off back-to-back graded stakes wins for Sadler and Bold Act. We're 1-2-3. He's getting class relief in this race. He split the field in fifth. It was a solid effort off the huge layoff. I'll point out that back in 2022, Highland Chief chipped to America, went to Grand Motion off like a year plus layoff, dropped his first start back, and he won the Grade One Man Award, his second start off the layoff. He loves the second start off the layoff. This field isn't that good. I mean, running B, that Chad Brown horse is dangerous, obviously, but I'm going to take a shot with Highland Chief, number one in the dinner party stakes.
All right, there's James's best bet of the weekend. Let's get back out to the phones, James. Shane in North Carolina, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Hey, Bobby and James. Good night, or good evening. How you guys doing tonight?
Slow down, Shane. No big deal. We're not in a hurry, my friend. How are you?
Gotcha. I'm doing good. I'm glad I was able to catch you guys before the show ended. You know, what a bummer about Moose, you know, spiking the fever and being out. You know, I feel like I want to go imagination. It's hard not, you know, to go with the Baffert horse. He's just been so dominant in the Preakness. But I don't know about you guys. I'm getting for Chad Brown to pull Tuscan Gold and bring him to the Preakness, I feel like he knows he's got a heck of a shot to win the race. And I think I'm going to pick Tuscan Gold to win the Preakness. I just getting some cloud computing vibes from him. I don't know. I just feel like Chad Brown knows he's sitting on a big one with Tuscan Gold.
I think yeah, you're right. I agree. I think you're right, Shane. We appreciate the call. I think Tuscan Gold does have a big chance in the race, and I think he's going to be a square price, James.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's going to be the third choice. You know, it'll be interesting to see how many people go that were on Muth go to Imagination with the Baffert factor. I mean, he's obviously a weight contender, but I hope if you're not on him like me, I'm hoping it's Mystic Dan, Imagination, the top two betting choices, Bobby.
All right. Well, certainly a lot of different ways. It sounds like most of the people we speak with, James, think that there are four or five runners in this race that really have a legitimate chance at winning, whether it's Mystic Dan or Catching Freedom or Imagination or Tuscan Gold, and even have a few people, yourself included, who think Just Steel has at least a puncher's chance. Certainly figures to run a better race in the Preakness than he did in the Derby. I don't know if I like him to win, but he's got to run better. He's got to get a better trip than what he saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was a horse that if you looked at his pattern, every time he had run a career best number, he had taken a step back, and he got a huge number, easily a career best in an Arkansas Derby. He was certainly eligible to take a step back, and then he got a terrible trip. So you put that together, he's a horse that, you know, for these horses for Lucas, you know, sometimes they run these huge races, take a step back, and then they come back firing in the next start. And he's a candidate as well, you know, to at least hit the board.
James, this is kind of an age-old question, and those of us who like to bet the races have to deal with this regularly. I talked about it a little bit earlier during the previous show. You know, we handicap these big days in advance, a lot of us, not necessarily the morning of or the night before, but a lot of us, you know, 2, 3, 4 days before. And then you look and you see the forecast for rain on Saturday. How hard is it to sit there and, you know, you watch races earlier in the day, and let's say that the track is playing favorable to one way or the other, and it's opposite of the way a horse you've really wanted to play, you know, all week you've been looking forward to playing this horse, but you know he or she is not really going to be running with the way the track is playing. How hard is it for you to pull back and either bet less or just completely get off that horse?
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, you know, I think, you know, especially if you have had a stronger opinion and circumstances change, that's really a tough situation. I think with some races, yeah, I mean, you can adjust, but other ones, like you said, I mean, you're on the record taking a stand on a horse, and it's hard to adjust. If it's like some early speed horse that hasn't run well in the slot before, or the track's playing well at outside closers, it's hard to adjust sometimes on the fly.
James, it's been a fun edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show. So, first of all, where will you be Preakness Day? Are you just locked in front of your TV or your computer at home and playing online?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be at home watching it and playing online.
Are you do you get as involved as far as I know you've kind of become famous for getting a group together and putting together, big tickets for the Kentucky Derby. Do you do anything similar on Preakness Day?
Yeah, we're gonna do a much smaller pool, less than half as much on Preakness Day. But it lost its luster a little bit with the scratch of Moose. He was definitely. It's still though. I think a opportunity to maybe make some money, and then we'll look at perhaps going back in the Belmont in 3 weeks.
Which side were you? Were you betting on Muth or hoping to beat him?
Yeah. I was going to hedge with him, be honest with you. I was going to just key he and Catchy Freedom first and play them both and really be rooting for Catchy Freedom. But I definitely respected him wire to wire in there.
Yeah,
it's unreal. I mean, both, Nysos was the favorite in the first Preakness Future wager, and Muth is his favorite in the second. And, I don't know what happened with Nysos, but Muth got a fever. So it's unfortunate, last year's Derby, both horses shipping in for California, two of the three, I guess, Skinner and Practical Move got like sick on a plane ride out there and got a fever and were scratched.
Yeah, well, Nysos didn't have a fever. He has something worse than a
fever.
Yeah,
he has something. He's in a different boat. I agree.
I believe it was March 12th that the story came out that said something like Nysos to miss 1 month of training after a quote-unquote minor setback. Well, it's now, April 12th, May 12th. We're 2+ months into it, and I don't believe Nysos has worked out since.
No, but he's going to be aiming for the Haskell in mid-July, so he's still got time to get back to the work tab. He's going to be in a situation where he'll definitely need a series of works, but if Baffert has at least 5 weeks, you'd think he'd be fine.
You are way more of a glass half full guy than I am, James, because I'm worried that we may never see Nysos again. I hope you're right.
I'll tell you, he had two of those horses sort of like that, and they were in serious limbo. And Arabian Knight came back last year and ran in the Haskell and was in the Classic. And then Life is Good. I know he got transferred, but he came back as well. So I got my fingers crossed for Nysos.
Like I said, you're way more of a positive thinker than I am, my friend. And I hope you're right. Because I am a Nysos fan, and I still think he's the best 3-year-old that we saw this year. But let's face it, the best 3-year-old doesn't always. We heard a couple hours ago. I heard a stretch run of Point Given winning the 2001 edition of the Preakness. A lot of people will say that he was one of the best 3-year-olds they've ever seen. He didn't win the Kentucky Derby, though. He did win the Preakness. He did win the Belmont, but he didn't win the Derby. The best horses don't always win the Kentucky Derby. Maybe Mystic Dan was the best 3-year-old of 2024. We know he's the Derby winner, and he's very likely going to be a solid favorite to get the job done. What do you think is the price, not the right price, because I know that you're a Catching Freedom fan a little more than Mystic Dan this weekend, but what do you think is the price we will see on Mystic Dan Saturday?
Well, he might drift up, but I think he's going to take a lot of early money. I mean, I think he's going to open less than 2-1. I don't know. I don't really have a good feel for how much money Imagination's going to take. Like I said, I think he's going to take a bunch, but I do think like 9-5 or 8-5 maybe might be about the right range for Mystic Dan.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, it's been a fun edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show, James, and loved hearing from all of our callers. Very happy once again for Charles, who it sounds like he hit the score of a lifetime for him a couple of weeks ago. Nothing but the best of luck for him and all of our callers and listeners going into this weekend, especially if they land on the same horses that we are going to land on Saturday. For our producer, Lee Della Pina, my co-host, James Scully, I'm Bobby Newman. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Full day tomorrow here on HRRN, Betting with Bobby from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got Aqueduct, we've got Churchill, we've got Santa Anita, and we've got Pimlico, including live coverage of the Black Eyed Susan and the Pimlico Special. And, of course, the weekend stakes preview tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Jude Feld going to be joining me on the weekend stakes preview. Have a great night, everybody.